2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. It's Monday, the 19th day of August. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 76 degrees.
Southbound 15 delays in Layton from a crash. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Back to school.
Back to school.
School starts for thousands of students this week, and crossing guards say it's time for drivers to look up from their phones, food, and makeup.
They're just not paying attention, and they're not yielding the right-of-way to the pedestrian like they need to.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Mary?
Amanda, school crossing guards say it's incredible to them how many drivers are not paying attention. Judy Burr is constantly watchful all morning long as she helps kids cross the street near Emerson Elementary School in Salt Lake City.
My whole focus is how I can get these kids across the street safely without having any incidents, or I'm not going to have to call fire department.
She no longer puts an orange cone in the middle of the lane because too many drivers have gone over it and dragged it off down the street. And remember, school buses are going to be making frequent stops. You cannot go around that flashing stop sign. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Be ready to see extra patrols near crosswalks as the kids head back to school. Provo Police tweeted they will be at school zones today. Unified Police say they'll be around schools in Holiday, Mill Creek, Magna, Taylorsville, and Kearns.
The State Auditor's Office has a new way to track how your school district spends money. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more, Kelly.
Amanda, it's called Project Kids, a data system to help districts see where their money's going and if their spending syncs up with the goals they set. It's broken down into several user-friendly dashboards and categories like spending per student that can be filtered down even further into things like spending per special needs student. The Daily Herald reports BYU is helping collect the data, which should be available for every district by the end of the year, and you can probably see it sometime after that. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Homeless advocates say there's a lot more need for school supplies for children in the Road Home shelter. People have donated 2,500 items to the shelter, but they have more kids to serve this year. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
The Road Home Apple Tree program has been giving school supplies and clothes to homeless kids for 15 years. And normally they give supplies to around 150 kids a year. This year, though, organizers say they had 210 kids they gave items to, with another 30 orders left to fill. They say the shelter has a lot of movement, with many kids moving into transitional housing, and other kids are just taking their place.
Organizers say they're also seeing more donors filling their orders and more businesses partnering with them.
The 25-year-old Utah man who went missing in the Idaho-Montana wilderness last Sunday is now telling his story after being found alive. Caden Lago went horseback riding with family, but his horse went lame, so he decided to walk back to the meetup point. But he didn't make it and got lost. 5 days later, he wandered into a camp of volunteers.
I hear them go, "Are you Caden?" I said, "I am Caden."
Caden survived by sleeping only 3 hours a night, eating berries and insects, but had plenty of water in the area.
Well over a million people in Hong Kong came out for democracy. KSL's top national stories now. Let's go back to Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, organizers say 1.7 million people demonstrated against Chinese rule in Hong Kong yesterday, the largest protest yet.
In the battle of David versus Goliath, we try our best and put pressure on Beijing.
The demonstration was peaceful, but Chinese police continued their mass exercises just across the border. A weekend bombing at a wedding in Kabul, Afghanistan, sparking outrage from their government against the Taliban. This happens as the U.S. negotiates with that terror group to withdraw troops. But President Trump adds,
"We're there for one reason. We don't want that to be a laboratory. Okay, it can't be a laboratory for terror."
63 people died in the wedding bombing. Most economists do not think a recession's on the way, but the latest survey says those who do is up to one-third. Grant Thornton's Diane Swonk has an honest answer.
"We don't know if there's a recession on the horizon, but certainly the risks of a recession have gone up quite dramatically for 2020.
Optimists say past recession indicators are no longer valid in today's economy. And Denmark's prime minister says President Trump's idea of selling Greenland to the U.S. is, she says, absurd. absurd. She's visiting Greenland today and says it's not for sale. The island is a key strategic location and rich in energy and mineral resources. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Local chef Aldoberto Diaz held a bake sale over the weekend to help with the process of reuniting children detained at the border with their families. Lines stretched out the door at Fillings and Emulsions restaurant. More than 1,500 people showed up.
Last year we did it and we collected 30,000 in 2 days. Today we collected 41,000 in 6 hours.
All those donations went to different support groups for immigrants and refugees.